105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
Our attention now turns to museums and Dom Smith. Hello, Dom.
Hello, good evening.
Bit of a hectic old afternoon, really.
Yes, yes. You've chosen a good afternoon for me to have to pop around the other side of the desk later.
Yes, I think so. That's excellent. It's probably just as well I'm going, really. I think I might need to lie down. Anyway, we're here to talk about museums. And which one in particular?
Well, it's kind of not really a museum. We're actually going to head off to the Cambridge University Library on West Road.
Okay, and they're celebrating an anniversary, I think.
Yeah, it's their 600th anniversary. So just to remind you of the timeline, a couple of years ago we had the university itself celebrating 800 years. We've now got the university library at 600 years, and then back in January it was the 200th anniversary of Fitzwilliam Museum.
There's too many anniversaries going on at the moment, isn't it? It's difficult to keep track of them all.
There are, and it does kind of beg the question how the students managed for 200 years without any books. If the university is 800 years old and the library is only 600.
Oh, goodness me, yes. Well, what sort of things do they have there?
Well, the university library itself is, of course, one of the copyright deposit libraries. So these days, it's basically anything that has copyright claimed on it, they are entitled to a copy. They don't have to take a copy, but they are, along with the other five copyright deposit libraries, they're entitled to a copy. So it's a huge collection. These days, there are, I believe it was, I'm just looking through my notes here, it was 8 million items together that are held there today. So anyway, the 600 years, as these things tend to go, nobody 600 years ago wrote down on a piece of paper, today I founded the university library and this is the anniversary date.
So this is like an approximate 600 years?
It kind of is. This 600th anniversary is the earliest record of there being a collection of valuable manuscripts locked in a chest in the university's treasury where they were security against loans. And that chest of manuscripts has since become the university library. It's obviously grown through the years. In the 19th century, the library was housed next to the Senate House in the centre of town by King's College Chapel. Today, it's, of course, in that colossal building we see on West Road. And it's also got, you've got the various departmental libraries across the university, which also form part of the university library. So I went along there last weekend to look around. I have to say it was extremely busy. It was the first weekend of the exhibition, and it was also the Cambridge Science Festival, of course. And they had an event on in the adjoining room for children related to the Science Festival. And, of course, all the adults were looking around the exhibition as well. But the exhibition's called Lines of Thought, and it's been laid out in six different display cases, each of which highlight a different line of thought. So there's one case right at the beginning of the exhibition describing how the written word has moved from being on clay tablets right through to Twitter. And there's the oldest datable piece in the university library is displayed in there. I believe it was from the 13th century BC. It was some form of inventory of items for sale. There's items from China written on bone, then you've got parchment, you've then got some of the earliest pieces to come out of Gutenberg's printing press, right through to a modern version of Shakespeare translated into text speak.
Oh, goodness me. But this is quite a really diverse collection.
It is a hugely diverse collection. You've also got another of the lines of thought in there is on gravity. You've got a first edition of Newton's Principia, which Newton himself had annotated with corrections for the second edition, which is, of course, very relevant since Tim Peake's current mission on the ISS is named after that book. There's a strand on religion with a copy of Tyndale's controversial 16th century English language Bible and also some of the very earliest Quranic verse written down. There's a strand on evolution and genetics with everything from the very earliest scribbles by Darwin, which would eventually lead to his theories, to the PhD thesis containing the paper on DNA that Watson and Crick wrote. And you've got another line of thought is on the... on the human body. And there's this amazing, I think it was from 1514, 16th century book, which is essentially a 3D pop-up book showing all the human skeleton and the organs in intricate detail in 3D form. And it was just amazing, the effort that's gone into producing this. Of course, before, or it wasn't printed, it was just after the printing press, but it wasn't printed. So the effort that's gone into creating this.
So it's a handmade, literally handmade. I guess some pop-up books are handmade now, but even so.
Absolutely. It's kind of based out of bits you had to cut out and stick together and in order to make this thing that arose from the book with the model of the human body. Now, and there's also the account of the first known human public dissection in the UK that took place here in Cambridge in Magdalen College in 1564. That was a public human dissection.
Public human dissection.
Yes. So, there you go.
Entertainment, if you can get it, I suppose.
Well, quite. So, Dr. Suzanne Paul, who curated the communications line of the exhibition, she wasn't available to talk to us, but she did say that it's the exhibition's about travelling the 3,000 years to the 20th century and right up to the Penguin paperbacks that are familiar to people all over the world, crime fiction by writers like Agatha Christie being very popular with readers. Penguin books sold over 1 million copies in their first year of publication. You know, you can see how far it's come from those very earliest manuscripts. It's also interesting to see there's kind of a bit about this in the exhibition, about how the library is responding to the challenge posed by digital media. Now, the University Library is partnering with the British Library on a project called the UK Web Archive, which is designed to preserve ephemeral web content for future generations.
Because this is the problem. Stuff on the web does have a habit of being deleted.
Exactly, and they are trying to get to it and gather it all up and capture it before it gets deleted. And I have to say, I love this. If you can't get to the UL to see this exhibition, you can still go to it, because the vast majority of it have been digitised, so you can actually browse through all the exhibits from your own laptop. You just go to exhibitions.lib.cam.ac.uk, exhibitions.lib.cam.ac.uk, and you can also tweet a message with the hashtag UL Lines of Thought, and it will appear on the screen in the exhibition as well, just as an emphasis of the way that publication has really become very, very easy for the general public now.
You see, in a roundabout way, I don't actually think that's fair, you know? I kind of figure that if you want to go and see an exhibition at a museum or anywhere else for that matter, you should turn up and see it for yourself.
Well, I guess I think it's all about public access, and you know, a lot of university collections are so enclosed and hidden away and just don't feel accessible. I actually think it's a really nice idea that the general public is able to get access to these really fascinating pieces of work. If you can get to the University Library itself, of course, on West Road, the exhibition is open until the 30th of September. It's open from 9 to 6 on Monday to Friday, and also 9 to 4.30 on Saturdays. It's closed on Sundays. Admission's free, but be aware that you can't actually get into the library itself as a member of the general public. So rather than going through the barriers at the entrance, you turn down to the right when you enter the library, go down some steps and you go down into the basement, which is where the exhibition centre is. Disabled access is also available. So, yeah, a really fascinating
exhibition. I'm very tempted to get along there myself at some point over the next few weeks and take a look at all of that.
Exactly. And there's a lovely book, brochure that you can take away, a free brochure with examples of a lot of the exhibits.
And you've got
that
there. It's rather nice, isn't it, for a giveaway. That's superb.
Yeah.